The Spurs host the Clippers tonight. Let's talk about tonight's game.
You are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On NBA Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia, Spurs writer for Ken's Five San Antonio. Glad to have you back. TGIF, everybody. Hope you're having a good Friday, getting ready for the weekend, or perhaps heading out to the AT&T Center where the Spurs will host the Clippers. And that's what we'll be looking at today. Looking at today's matchup, Spurs-Clippers. Then ask the big question, should Spurs fans still be salty about Kawhi Leonard? And then if we have time, we'll go over some recent news and notes. Thanks for making Locked On Spurs your first listen each and every day. Free and available wherever you get podcasts. Going to bring in our guest. He is back, everybody. Rudy Copples will sweep the league. Once again, coming off the bench, a la Manu Ginobili. By the way, Rudy, do you have any... I know you're going to do this later, like on your 50th anniversary, unknown Spurs or that stuff. Do you have any unknown bench players? Like obscure bench players?
Obscure bench players. Wow. Good God, man. I mean, other than the ones like Caldwell Jones.
Oh, my God. That was a good one.
We Caldwell can also Jones. Go as far as, like, we've mentioned Andrew Gaze before. He was an unknown bench. Meek Batir was a recent championship
winner. And he was
winner.
A good friend of Tim Duncan, wasn't he? They were, like, tight.
Yeah, Meek Batir, yeah, definitely was. So, I mean, there's a few out there that that are definitely obscure guys. Speedy Claxton coming off the bench.
That's
in the
true,
finals.
Yep.
So, yeah, there's a few of them out there.
Technically, Tony Parker. He's not obscure, but he was a bench player to start his career.
Yeah. Yeah, he was, actually. Because, he really was.
I think Avery was still in uniform with Tony. Why does that ring a bell? Or no?
No, because he was Antonio McDaniel. I mean, Antonio McDaniel. Or
Daniel. That's right. That's right. All right. Well, we're going to make sure that Rudy has some obscure Spurs for later on the show. By the way, everybody, Rudy is a little bit short on time, so we're going to try to go through this as quickly as possible. And like I said, thanks for making Locked On Spurs your first listen each and every day. So, Rudy, let's dive into it. Spurs Clippers tonight. The Spurs shook off that losing streak recently, beating the Brooklyn Nets in San Antonio. Now, the Nets were without Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, so keep that in mind. But Spurs coming in 14-32, the Clippers 23-24. Are you surprised by the Clippers' record, despite having all that star power like Kawhi and Paul George? You know, the list goes on and on.
I actually am a little surprised. I mean, they are eighth in the West right now, sitting at 23-24, like you mentioned. But I'm still kind of surprised when you've got a guy who's a perennial MVP contender every single year, and Kawhi Leonard. I know he doesn't play a whole lot of games, but when he does, it's always a difference maker. But not only that, you have Paul George, one of the better two-way players as well. They added John Wall, who's having some success again the year, but Zubac also in the center position. They've got a lot of talent. So seeing them at 23-24, it's kind of surprising. But then if you look below them, you've got teams like the Los Angeles Lakers as well that are still struggling and have the same, if not more, talent. So I don't know if it's just something the way the season is starting, but I think at the end they're still going to be in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think there's still a team to be dealt with come the postseason or like the late season drive for the playoff positioning. Now, the Spurs and Clippers have faced each other twice this season. Spurs have lost both of them. So hopefully the Spurs can avoid a regular season sweep. You mentioned Kawhi Leonard. We're going to talk about him heavily in the next segment. But You brought up a point right now about him rarely playing. I literally forgot he was playing in the NBA at moments last year, because this guy, is it safe to say he's damaged goods by this point in his career?
I think if he's unable to participate in a full season or at least three-fourths of a season, I don't necessarily say it's damaged goods, but I think you're probably going to get a player who just is just going to be like that. I mean, not play the entire season. What good does it do for a team, especially if you're a guy who's, like I said, one of the, if not the best two-way player in the game, MVP candidate year in, year out when he does play. It's like teams are probably going to be scared for him after this. I don't see his contract going any further than this with the Clippers. In fact, he might even be dealt if he's going to continue to not play games.
Yeah, you look at the Clippers, it's still a deadly team. You know, they got Oh, what's that kid's name? Oh, yeah, Zubac. You know, that'd be an interesting matchup tonight, him versus Pirtle. Again, let's make it very clear, we don't have the Clippers-Spurs IR list right now, so obviously things can change. But I'm looking at Pirtle and Zubac. I like to see that matchup. Again, if Kawhi is playing, because would not be shocked if they say, oh, he's out today. But if he is playing, I'm really interested in how the Spurs defend him. Jeremy Sochan and Kawhi Leonard, what about that matchup?
Really good matchup. It's going to really test Sochan. I mean, again, we are all high on his defensive presence on the court. But guarding the guy like Kawhi is so tricky because he's so elusive with the ball, and you don't know which way he's going. He has a pull-up jump shot. He's a very good jump shooter. Even with a hand in his face, he can get to the basket. He's so crafty around the basket. So it'd be a really good matchup for Sochan to get his feet wet with a player like that. He's not LeBron James where he's super explosive. He's just really articulate when it comes to his game on the offensive end. So I'm really excited to see that matchup if it does happen.
Yeah. And just some little things to watch out for during tonight's contest. The Spurs are 3-12 at home versus Western Conference team, while the Clippers are coming into tonight's game on a 5-game road losing streak. By the way, the Clippers are 4-10. On the road when they're trailing after the first period. I want to go back to that losing skid. That's a little surprising to me. Again, you look at the roster of the Clippers, you're thinking they got a lot of talent. Why can't they get it together? You know, is it the different rotations? You know, because Kawhi's out and then Paul George is out. Nevertheless, you know, the Clippers are going to be a team to deal with tonight for San Antonio. The last game, we saw Keldon Johnson really explode. That's a career-high 36 points. The team will likely still be without Devin Vassell. How big is Keldon tonight? I mean, how big does he have to play?
Keldon's got to have another massive game, and that's very important that you said that because he did have a career-high 36 points. Well, what a lot of people want to see and what I want to see is the consistency from Keldon. You got 36. Hey, another night where you can get 25, 26, 27 would be fantastic. Get that little streak going of where – we know your game's improved, so let's put it out on the court now. It's going to be huge to have him a big game. Not only that, Jakob's got to have a massive game as well. Not necessarily a lot of scoring, but he's got to be active on the board. He's got to get some blocks. He's got to play some really good defense because one thing that the Clippers do very well is with Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, if they both play, they get to the basket. So Jakob's got to make it a really big problem for them to score at the basket. I'm looking for Jakob. I'm looking for Keldon. And also the one guy that I'm going to mention, and he gets another mention on the show, is Trey Jones. They have really, really thin roster when it comes to point guards. John Wall is probably going to be out for that game. Terrence Mann should be starting. Not only that, Reggie Jackson. This is a matchup where Trey Jones should be able to dominate against the Clippers.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up Reggie Jackson because he seems to be a spur killer. I mean, every time, whether it had been his time in Oklahoma City and Detroit and now the Clippers, you know, always a thorn on the Spurs side. Hey, Marcus Morris Sr., he's coming into town. You know, the last time that happened, you know, he was linked to San Antonio. The Spurs were all set but to sign him, and then he reneged on the deal. Didn't it cost him Davis Bertans in a deal just to make space for him? Mm-hmm. So yeah. Perhaps Sochan wants to get a little chippy with Senior, because last time we did it with Junior. So
I'm glad you brought that up because I want to see if we can go 2-0 with Sochan against the Morris twins.
You know, somebody's gonna ask Sochan or Morris that ahead of the game or probably after the game about what he saw them do. You know what though? Hey, kudos for Sochan to standing up to Morris Junior because those Morris brothers, they have themselves a rep, but I've never really seen them tested, like that rep tested in on the court, like if things get like a dust up. But I heard a lot of Spurs fans were saying, like, oh, the Morris twins, they're just all bark, no bite. So Sochan definitely stood. And by the way, what do you think of Zach Collins? Was it me or I looked at him like he was just itching for fighting? Like he was just itching for a scrap. Like he's like, now's my chance. I'm gonna let it all out. And he got in there and just threw a forearm at Morris Jr. Rudy.
Yeah, you know, Zach Collins, I mean, this is no shot. I mean, you and I, you know, went to school in the 90s, you know, high school and stuff. So he has that Zach Morris like haircut, and you know, he's got like that
Zach Morris
look, so he's got that bully look and all. So it's not surprising to me to see Zach Collins. Zach Collins is a very fiery guy. Even when he played with Portland, he doesn't take any ass from anybody. So it doesn't see me and it doesn't surprise me at all to see him on the court like that. So if he wants to throw down, I'm more than happy to watch him throw down.
All right, so let's go to give a prediction fast. How do you see tonight's game going down?
You know, the Clippers are on a struggle on the road. They're sitting at 23-24. It really depends on who plays against Clippers, but they say they got, I mean, Spurs, they said they got a full roster. I think Kawhi and Paul George are going to be a little too much for the Spurs. I expect, like I said, big game out of Trey Jones. I think Kelvin's going to continue. Yaka's going to have a pretty good game, but I think it's just going to be too much of Paul George and Kawhi Leonard against the Spurs. So I'm going to sadly be taking the Clippers.
I'm with you. I think it'd be a good game. I think it'd be competitive, but I think in the end, the Spurs' second half woes will kick in once again, as they always do, against a very, very tough Clippers team, if they are healthy. Again, we don't have the Clippers IR sheet during this recording. So, shocker, don't be surprised if Kawhi is like, oh, I can't play because my fingernails haven't been manicured yet or something like that. So we'll talk about that. And speaking of Kawhi, we're going to talk about him in the next segment. Should Spurs fans still be salty about Kawhi Leonard? I know I thought the whole thing, you know, time heals all. Is that true? We're going to get Rudy's thoughts on that right here on Locked On Spurs with Rudy Campos of Sweep the League. But I want to talk to you about LinkedIn Talent Solutions. As a small business owner or hiring manager, you know what success in 2023, that it just depends on team members that you surround yourself with. That's why you got to check out LinkedIn Jobs. With LinkedIn Jobs, you can hire qualified candidates and more efficiently by matching open roles with people who have the skills, values, experiences to help you achieve your goals. LinkedIn Jobs helps you quickly attract qualified candidates to your job openings with targeting tools. They go beyond the resume data by using insights from your job posts, company, and their 875 million member profiles to put your post front and center in front of the most qualified candidates. Identify the most qualified candidates with LinkedIn Jobs and connect them fast and for free. LinkedIn Jobs makes it easy to screen and rate applicants based on your job qualifications all in one platform. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/lockedonmba. LinkedIn.com/lockedonmba. Post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Autobots, roll out.
We're back with Rudy Campos right here on Locked On Spurs. He is with Sweep the League, and he is the guy that I'm suspecting is still a little salty about Kawhi Leonard after all these years. So let's dive into it, Rudy. So, you know, when Kawhi Leonard exited the Spurs, he became public enemy number one. That was a lot. Well, that was a while back. You know, it's not recent. You know, he's already gone on to Toronto. He's been to the Clippers now. Spurs have moved on. You know, we know what those picks turned into. Kelvin Johnson, Yaka, blah, blah, blah. We know all that. Okay, but I thought time heals all, Rudy. Is that true in this scenario? Should Spurs fans still be salty about Kawhi Leonard?
I'm just going to start off by saying I was very salty when he left and the way he left and that whole situation. But speaking for me and probably for a lot of Spurs fans, it's already over with. It's been done with. And I'm going to put it in a bigger perspective. Think about it. If he stays, look how many games he actually plays for the Spurs. He's not playing very many games with the Clippers. So I think you would have more pissed off fans seeing him play 40 games a year and that's it. Rather than, you know what, he's gone, he's left. We were able to draft Kelvin Johnson as that draft pick coming back from Toronto. Had some pretty good years with DeMar. We've got a great center with Jakob. So more good has come out of it for the trade with Kawhi. So saltiness, I think, is out the door. You don't hear much about it anymore. I think in the long run, we were lucky to have him to the time that he was here and that he was playing with the Spurs. And finals MVP, brought another title to San Antonio. So I think you're right on that. Time heals all wounds.
I'm going to disagree with you. I think Spurs fans should still be salty about this guy. The Spurs could have perhaps had an extra banner hanging by now. We could be at title number 6 with him still there. Now, everybody knows this. I think it set the franchise back. His exit set the franchise back. Now they're in the rebuild. Now they're looking for that franchise player when they had that franchise player. You know, those franchise players don't come often. You got to either get super lucky, which the Spurs did. Remember, they traded for the pick from Indiana to get him. So they got to be really lucky or they win the lottery. Robinson, Duncan, y'all know that stuff. And again, extra lucky too, you find gems like Tony Parker and Manu late in the draft. So I think he could have prolonged the Spurs' success. And now they're searching. And now this was like, it's like once he left, this became a boat with a bunch of holes in it. You know, they were sinking, like fill it this one. No, fill this one. No, go with this one. You know, okay, we got DeJounte Murray. Great. Okay, now, well, we know we can't use him now. We got to pop him out. And more water comes to the ship and trade him here. And I think Kawhi's exit was the ripple effect of all of this. Now they're having to bottom out. Now they're having to get lucky, hopefully, and win the pick number one or pick number two. You know, hopefully it's one of those two in the 2023 NBA draft. Really, I think Spurs fans should still be salty. I think they should. And then you hear this from fans say, too, that he dragged the Spurs in the mud. There's that. But then, Rudy, what about the argument that's saying, like, well, technically he was going to be a free agent, and he kind of did the Spurs a solid because they got him something for, you know, now then, and instead of just bolting completely.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm trying to say, too, is that, you know, you were able to get something for him. It may not have been the package deal that was rumored at the time for the L.A. Lakers, you know, trading Kawhi to L.A. If that would have happened, that would have been a lot better. But the thing that, you know, Spurs fans got to realize is that he was going into free agency. Whether he signs with the Spurs or not, chances are really high that he wasn't going to sign with the Spurs. And that goes back into the mediocrity thing. If he stays in San Antonio and say he signs with San Antonio, you were talking about, well, you know, fans are salty and then, you know, you set the scene back, the franchise back. But again, who's to say he plays more than 45 games a year? I mean, that's, you're still looking at, you know, 40 plus games where you have no idea if he's going to play. And you're looking at majority losses with the roster that you have. You don't have a Keldon Johnson. You don't have possibly a Devin Vassell. I mean, you may not have these guys if Kawhi Leonard decides to stay in San Antonio. So it's kind of a double-edged sword. You can look at it one way, see the possibilities. You can look at it the other way, see the possibilities. The only guy that can definitely see the outcome, the only two guys that can see the outcome are Doctor Strange and Kang the Conqueror. So as regular human beings, as you and I are, we have no idea which way that pendulum would have swung.
Yeah, I feel for the fan base because he was the heir apparent. He was the Anakin. He was, and we were the Obi-Wans. You know, he was the chosen one. He really was. You know, the mantle was being passed to him. This continued stream of success was going to continue happening for a small market. So you have a small market mentality, and then you have this guy, Kawhi Leonard, looking to get out and go to a big market. And remember, his goal was to get to Los Angeles to play in L.A. And you're thinking, oh, okay, well, we're not good enough? What's wrong with San Antonio? You know, it's good for Robinson and Duncan and Tony and Manu. It's what's wrong for you. So it's the way he exited. And let's not forget this, too. Rudy, Spurs fans never really experiences that. I can't think of another time where a player forced himself out. The closest I can think of is Dennis Rodman when he just started acting up, just, you know, on purpose. Mm-hmm. But my goodness, I mean, it was just the way it was handled. Now, was there blame probably go around for everybody? Probably there is. You know, they're like, there is, you know, Kawhi, and then there's Uncle Dennis, and then the Spurs, and then there was like everything in between. There was the, remember what did Tony say? My injury was 100 times worse than his. What's he doing? The team meeting, calling him out. It was just madness. And I'm looking back at that time in Spurs history. Can you think of another time where it was that much drama for the Spurs standards?
Offhand, no. I don't remember that at all because prior to the Kawhi stuff, Spurs drama happened off the court with, you know, Willie Anderson, David Wingate, right. Alvin Robertson. So it was all off-court stuff. It was never locker room stuff. I mean, the only guy I can think of that kind of forced his hand outside of Rodman and Kawhi was what you and I talked about, which kids don't remember, is Mo Cheeks. I mean, he was really not satisfied as Antonio. But even at that, he was obligated to, you know, stay in San Antonio for a little while. But, you know, the Kawhi thing is really tough, man. It's really hard because it goes, like I said, it goes so many ways. But again, it goes back to you don't have certain players. This roster is not the roster that it is right now if Kawhi stays. It could be, you know, well, we're just a playing team or we're barely making the playoffs. Are you contenders? Well, not really, because you don't have that other guy next to Kawhi. So it's really hard to determine how it goes, man. That's kind of the tough part.
Yeah, I mean, what could have been? I mean, think about it. If he had stayed, I think they probably gotten maybe just one more title. I think probably one more title would have came, because he had already exploded on the scene that last season he was with San Antonio. That's when he became Kawhi Leonard. And it was starting. I mean, it really came on the scene. I know 2014, the Finals MVP. That perhaps that was his coming out party. But really, being a dominant player was that season before the Zaza incident. But I don't blame Spurs fans for being salty to this day. And you're probably going to hear a lot of boos tonight. If he does play, but yeah. Perhaps you are right. Perhaps in hindsight, it's 2020. You know, you traded away a talent, you know, a franchise piece talent like Kawhi, but what is your return? How often will he be playing? You know, will the Spurs
be? He was gone anyway.
Yeah.
They were not going to resign. I would have bet my entire house that they were not going to resign him. He was gone anyway. So the Spurs don't make a move like that if they don't feel like they were going to lose him anyway. Mm-hmm. That's what it comes down to.
Would you have wanted him to stay in uniform?
If he didn't want to be, no. But if you're asking me if I wanted to stay in a Spurs uniform, hell yeah, all day. I mean, you don't get a talent like that very often. So, knowing that he didn't want to be here at all, whether they traded him or not, you got to get something for him. That's what, like, it came down to.
It's like your girlfriend. When you get a girlfriend and you know they want out and you're doing everything you can to keep them, but you know they're leaving, you got to get to one point where you're saying, all right, you know, I see you want to dip, so let's get this over with, kind of thing, you know. But yeah, it's interesting to look back and, you know, the feelings still, I think the feelings of faultiness, sourness, resentment, I think it still lingers within the Spurs fan base. And I get it. And you're right. You know, are there Spurs fans that say, you know, it's water under the bridge by now, time heals everything? Yeah, there are. So we're not discounting those feelings. But you know, I, in my opinion, I think the majority of still, I think the pendulum swings towards more Spurs fans being salty versus fans that have already let it go. But yeah, it could be interesting tonight if he does play and what kind of reception he gets. You think they're going to recognize him on the 50th anniversary as they've been doing ahead of games, Rudy? I don't think so.
I mean, they probably won't do it because of what happened. But then again, Pop's always been a class act when it comes to former players, so it wouldn't surprise me at all. And I mean, if they do it, great. I mean, again, this is a guy that led your team to another title, Finals MVP. He's got some history, some good history with the Spurs. So whether they do it or not, it's up in the air. But if they do it, it wouldn't surprise me at all.
All right. Well, when we get back, we're going to shift gears and do a little Spurs news and notes with Rudy Campos of Sweep the League. But I want to talk to you about Built Bar. You're looking for a delicious treat, but you don't want all the fat and calories. Then you got to try a Built Bar. We just got through the holidays. If your goal is to eat a little healthier this year, Built Bar has you covered. You don't want to compromise taste. Well, then Built are just for you. You're going to love it. With Built, healthy is actually tasty. They're delicious, and you won't believe they're good for you. They're perfect for your New Year's resolution. And what makes Built Bar so good? Well, they're covered in 100% chocolate. That's right, 100% real chocolate. They come in unbelievably flavors such as churro, peanut butter brownie, and coconut almond. I don't know how Built does it, but these bars taste like a candy bar while maintaining great macros. 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, and a whopping 17 grams of protein. They are healthier. And you don't need to wait around anymore. Look, for years, Built has been asking you to go to Built.com, get your stuff at Built.com, which you can still do. But now you can get them at local Walmarts or Sam's Clubs. So you want to head to your nearest Walmart today. Walk to the pharmacy section, grab yourself a box of Built Bars. They got the 4-bar box, which includes cookies and cream, double chocolate, or coconut puff. But if you're close to a Sam's Club, you can get a 13-bar box with hit flavors such as brownie, batter, and churro. You can thank me later.
Autobots, roll out!
We're back with Rudy Capos right here on Locked On Spurs, and it's time to dig into some Spurs news and notes. The first, I guess, big news and note is the Performance Center, the new practice facility where the Spurs will be training at moving forward. It has a new name, and it's a local sponsor. It's a local business, Rudy, not Austin, as Spurs fans are freaking out about. But Spurs Sports Entertainment has announced a partnership with Victory Capital based in San Antonio. So a local company stepping up, Rudy.
Yeah, good thing that you got a local company. My fingers are crossed for either Burger Boy or Fred's Fish Fry, but it's okay. You know, Victory Capital's in there. So definitely great to hear that it's a local business and not an Austin business. Spurs fans can definitely get off the ledge now.
And in other Spurs news and notes, we want to just give a quick shout out to Vegas, but more like, hey, you want to do overs again, Vegas? But BetOnline has recently released the NBA MIP, Most Improved Player Award race odds. And the two Spurs that were in the race for most of the season, Keldon Johnson and Devin Vassell, have been officially eliminated. Your thoughts, Rudy?
Well, Devin doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, Devin being injured pretty much a whole year.
Keldon's
kind of a scratcher, but again, it goes to what we mentioned earlier in the show. It's consistency. If he gets more consistent, if he's putting up some numbers that are really, really good, then he'll probably be back on the MIP radar. But for right now, I totally understand why. To be honest, Trey Jones, man, I mean, he's got to get more love. He's improved every single year, and he continues to improve game by game.
Yeah, exactly. And other Spurs news and notes, and speaking of BetOnline also released some numbers, a study, they did some number crunching as far as which fan bases in the NBA complained the most on Twitter. Not shocking, Rudy. The Spurs fan base ranked in the bottom half of that study. Only 4% of the time do Spurs fans complain about games this season on Twitter. I'm not surprised by that.
No, Spurs fans on Twitter, hey, it's Spurs Twitter, man. They don't complain about games. They complain about each other all the time. So now we would be ranked number one if it was, you know, fan on fan crime. But not surprised at all. Spurs fans don't complain about games at all.
And finally, the NBA has released the third returns of fan voting. So just to sum up, in the first returns, in the second returns, and now the third NBA fan voting all-star returns. Brace yourself, Rudy. No Spurs are named or listed.
You know what? I'm going to contact the NBA offices and figure out what is going on. I've submitted my all-star votes already, and I've been voting for you every single day, Jeff. How are you not in the top 10?
Well, because you're hoarding up all the votes. I think I looked at the, I re-looked at the list, and it's your name 1 through 10 for every position in the West. So way to go.
Oh,
way to go.
Yeah, I figured. I was that guy, Elliot from Bedazzled. I think we joked about him on Twitter.
Yeah, Elliot Richards. Yeah. That's your level of play. Yeah, that's your level of play. Hey, Rudy, before we let you go, give us those obscure Spurs names for the 50th anniversary.
So we got a couple here. Like I said, I didn't have a whole lot of time today to think of names, but we were talking bench guys, man. You know, everybody got to remember Keith Bogans. He used to come off the bench. Chucky Brown was another guy that came off the bench. Antoine Carr from back in the day.
Yes, sir.
And probably one of the most, I guess, talked about bench guys recently is Jonathan Simmons, man. Every Spurs fan had pegged him as that next guy to come in and just be fantastic. And I remember even radio personalities were pissed off the Spurs let him go to Orlando and let him sign that deal. And I'm like, it's just Jonathan Simmons. I mean, what did he do in Orlando? He didn't do anything. One guy even said he was going to be an all-star in the East when doing that. So can't forget Jonathan Simmons. And one guy I want to make mention, Dwayne Schentzis, man. I remember my first Spurs camp. He was there, and we were begging him to dunk the ball, and he dunked the ball. We were all happy, but shout out to Dwayne Schentzis and, you know, former Spur coming off the bench for a little while there.
The late, great doing surgery. Yeah. He passed away, didn't he?
Yeah, he ended up passing away.
Man. Yeah, and he was like one of those. Wasn't he a top 10 pick out of Florida? Was he Florida guy?
He was Florida, not a top 10 pick. I think he was the last pick or one of the last picks in the first round.
Wow. What was the idea with him? Just to pair him with Robinson? Because Robinson was already in town, right? Or no?
Yeah, we had David Robinson looking for a backup center, I believe, at the time. Because if I'm not mistaken, we mentioned him earlier. I think that was around the Caldwell Jones backup center days. So he was already older in his years. I think Terry Cummins was still there. So, I mean, they needed a backup big man. I think Dwayne was a good fit. He just really wasn't very mobile. So that was his problem.
I don't think after he left San Antonio, where did he land? Was it Minnesota?
Wasn't it the Nets? I think it was the Nets.
It was the Nets. Yes, you're right. It was the Nets. Yeah, he ended up, then was the New Jersey Nets. So
yeah, New Jersey.
Wow, that's a good list going down the obscure players, as Rudy's always does. Hey, we're done talking. We want to hear from you. What do you think about tonight's game, Spurs, Clippers? And are you still salty about Kawhi's exit, even though it's been years already? You can let Rudy know on Twitter at Sweep the League. Tell us about Sweep.
Yeah, Sweep the League coming to you every single week. It's myself, it's Stats, and Rocky Garza, Derek Irvin, Shamaya Candace. We're all together. We all come together once a week, talk about sports. NFL is obviously very popular right now. Playoffs going on. We're going to talk some NBA. We'll have some MLB stuff coming up, which I'm kind of mind-boggled with, but we're going to sprinkle it all in on the next week to later.
Tune in. You got to tune in right now. And thank you for making Lockdown Spurs your first listen each and every day. And your second listen should be game-to-game NBA. Every moment, every top performance, every result. Locked On game-to-game covers every game from across the NBA. Local analysis that only Locked On can deliver. Follow Game to Game on Locked On NBA, available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, wherever you get podcasts, just like Locked On Spurs, Odyssey app, YouTube, Ken's 5 Plus app, and many other platforms. So for Rudy Campos, I am Jeff Garcia. We're putting a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.